and welcome to episode 33 of Unapologetically Overcoming. I'm your host, Jess Marie. Today's interview is all about dating later in life. Whether you're single and have never been married, or if you've been married and are single again, we cover limiting beliefs and patterns when it comes to love. Make sure to listen to the end for a special offer from my guest. All right, guys, my guest today is here to talk about a topic that I'm very excited about. It has to do with dating later on in life. And I think we can all agree that there are a lot of stigmas related to this topic. So I am very excited to welcome my guest. I'm going to let her introduce herself and tell us all a little bit about who she is and what she does. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Jess. Thanks for having me here. I'm excited. I love talking about love and dating. My name is Lily Bewley, and I help successful women find love. And I've been in the game for a minute and really dialed in on love and dating about 3 years ago because of the ups and the downs, the hardships, the lack of a better term, the danger that I put myself in, physically, spiritually, emotionally, all of the things. And I just could not seem to figure out, even though I'd figured out so much stuff about my life, it came to a point where I had the car, I had the money, I had the six figures, I had the great resume, I had the relationship, basically everything that society told me that I should be to have and be to be happy. My parents told me that I should have and be to be happy. I had all those things and I was still woefully unhappy. You know, like I like to say that I was dying inside and I didn't really understand. It was so confusing for me when I hit that wall of what I was doing wrong and how that I could make it better. So everything that I talk about, Jess, is stuff that I've been through. I always like to say that I've walked through the fire and have come out on the other side. I am in the most beautiful relationship with the most amazing man that I've ever met in my whole life. We've been together for about a year. That doesn't really make me qualified. I think the work that I've done on myself makes me qualified, but it's a nice little gift that I've received from God or the universe to really, to know that I'm kind of like I'm on the right path, you know, helping women overcome unhealthy patterns. You know, people say toxic patterns, whatever word that you want to use, but unhealthy patterns in love and relationship to find that epic love and that dream partner. And I always say, find your dream partner without the drama. You know, like I always say, where there's drama, there's trauma, y'all. So let's heal that trauma.
A catchy phrase, but it's also accurate. Like so 100% true. Accurate. So would you say that your experience with like relationships and dating is what motivated you to do this as a career?
Good question. I think what motivated me most was, so keep in mind, we all know this by now, right? Like we're all really smart, though, especially women like you and I, or I'm in my early 40s as well. And especially if you're here on this podcast, Jess, I know you and your audience are really committed to personal growth and development, right? Mm-hmm. Like we've probably read the books, listened to the podcasts. And the motivation for me, and we know by now, what I was going to say is we know by now that things that happen to us either in childhood or our past relationships really affect what's happening here daily on the present and the now. Or in the present and the now. So we know all this, like we're smart. We know all that. The thing that motivated me came from a pretty dysfunctional childhood and family unit where we didn't talk about anything. Like there was no emotional connection. We didn't talk about anything. I didn't know that there was another world of personal development, of healing, therapy was shunned, all of that stuff. And for me, my motivation is twofold. One is one of my biggest values now is to talk about the things that nobody talks about, which is a complete opposite from what I grew up in. So that makes a lot of sense, right? Like, yeah. It's a very healing opportunity for me to take a stand on dating and love. And then also it heals parts of me, because speaking up in my home life kind of led to shutdown, fight or flight, death, whatever it is, you know, mental death, I guess you could say, or spiritual death. Yeah. So the motivation is one to talk about that. And number two is that there was a point in my life where all I saw in love and relationship was the same patterns that I saw in my mom and my dad. Like, I was smart mm-hmm. enough to see that there was a pattern. I didn't know, again, that there was this whole other world. So at that point, I remember the day in my last relationship that I just resigned myself to, this is all that there is. This shitty relationship that I'm in is all that there is. And I remember coming to him and telling him, you're my person. And imagine, like, this is a man that I had gotten together with back together with 4 or 5 times in the course of 8 years. This was a man that didn't see me, hear me, understand me. This was a man that actually put me in physical danger, and I had to call the cops, you know, at one time and get a restraining order. So my motivation is that is showing women, especially in their dating and love life, especially after divorce, or especially after they're seeing the same patterns in love and relationship, that there is a better way. That was the thing that was really evident to me. And again, I've walked through all of this, the healing, the heartbreak, the going back to old patterns and then coming back. And there is a better way. So it's that whole thing about Einstein, you know, the do the same thing over and over again is insanity. And it's kind of like that too. Yeah. So that's why I'm here.
Yeah. And I think that's important for people to hear, at least even just for me to hear you say that right now, because mm-hmm. I know my past relationships have not been great. And I kind of have held on to those things. And it's in a way made me fearful to try again, because I don't want it. I have that fear that I don't want it to be like it was before. And I don't want to experience those same things again. Mm-hmm. And I think that to hear that, like, there is that other possibility out there is an important message for people to hear, because I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels that way. So, you know, I feel like that's something that everybody needs to hear. And honestly, it doesn't even just apply to dating either. Like, that's mm-hmm. kind of across the board. Like, just because you have a horrible experience with this type of situation, it doesn't mean it's going to be horrible again. Mm-hmm. So kind of going off of that, I think that plays into limiting beliefs that we have about mm-hmm. things and breaking patterns and that sort of thing. Can you talk about those things and how they kind of tie into love and dating and all of that?
Yeah. Something that I learned that was really important for me in this process, and I picked this up from one of my mentors, is that our behaviors, what happens, like, when we're dating, like, our behaviors and our thoughts, our limiting beliefs, we can't just change those through change your thoughts, change your life. Mm-hmm. I love that saying. And it can be true for the short term. But if we're looking for longer term change, we have to really, really get to the root cause of why all of this is happening. Why do we have, there are so many limiting beliefs, you know, that people have, women have, that I've worked with and that I've had myself. Mm-hmm. You know, there aren't, I only attract emotionally unavailable men. Men only like me if I'm sexy or sexual. Mm-hmm. There's so many, you know, I've lost hope. There's no hope for me. I'm going to, you know, keep going down, you know, and having these bad relationships. What's another one? Yeah, I don't know. There's so many, you know, all the good men are taken was a big one that I had to heal. Yep. That was one of the last ones I had to heal, girl. And I understand, but what we don't realize is we can do the work, like, with our mind, and it like change your thoughts, change your life. Doing affirmations in the mirror, meditation, breath work, all of these things are really great tools, and they do work in the short term. But what I'm here for is that long-term change, because we have very distinct patterns that pull from the root of why we are the way we are. And you're right, Jess, like there is a better way, but we don't even know what to do. We don't know what to say. We don't even know what to think. And parts of us believe that there isn't another way. You know, even sometimes with this relationship that I'm in right now, a part of me that's really, really wounded doesn't even believe that this man is really here for me and to love me unconditionally. And those parts are still with me. They will always be with me. So healing really at the root cause is the way to change our behaviors, our thoughts, and our limited beliefs. I don't know. Did you know that I have a feminine dating archetype quiz where if women that are dating likely fall into four different categories of archetype, and feel free to take it. I would love to hear and
No, I would
DM me
love
on,
to take that.
DM me on Instagram and let me know kind of, you know, what it was for you. But there's an archetype that I have called a goddess woman, and the goddess woman was the kind of the last kind of archetype and phase that I personally had to go through to get to what I call the magnetic woman. And the magnetic woman is, you know, is what I strive to be and what my clients strive to be, right? And to magnetize all of the good that we deserve in life. And with the goddess woman, so going back to the goddess woman, with the goddess woman, she knows what she should be doing, what she should be thinking. She knows that her limiting beliefs are bad, but there's a disconnect between what she knows and what she's getting in real life. There's a disconnect between what she knows in her head to be true. She knows she's worthy, but her behaviors don't line up with what she knows that she should be doing. And that is such a crucial point for us. And whether that be in dating, whether that, again, like whether that be in anything else in life, but it's such a crucial point because that right there is the edge to where we need to heal. That root cause is really the driver for our behaviors, our thoughts, our actions, and our limiting beliefs.
I feel this is gonna sound so funny, but I feel like that the emoji right now where the brain is like coming at us because I'm just listening to it and I'm like, wow. But like it makes so much sense what you're saying, but I think for some of us it's harder to get through that than for others. So I love this. I love what you're doing. And I'm wondering too, like listening to you talk about those sort of things, do you think that could possibly be where like the stigmas come into play with dating and dating later on in life or dating after you've been in another long-term relationship?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Let me say something too, real quick. Something that you said is it's I can't remember the exact words, but something about like it's harder than we think. And this is why. We, you and I, the women that are listening, have succeeded and have been rewarded for our independence, for our lone wolf, for lone wolf syndrome, for carrying the whole world on our backs for ever, decades, okay? And the reason it's hard is because, you know, I always like to say hyper independence is a trauma response because we have not been able to lean on someone and trust them and be vulnerable with them because there's some internal work that we have to do inside ourselves in order to pick, here's the key, in order to pick the right people to be open and vulnerable with. And that's a major skill that happens through that healing the root cause. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I feel like you're speaking directly to me right now because
I was like, I feel too seen.
hold on a second now. But it's true. And I mean, I've said that before. Like, I do feel like because historically, for me anyway, like I'm not speaking for anybody else right now, I have been let down and not been able to depend on people that I was supposed to be able to depend on. So instead of me doing that now, I'm like, forget it. I'm just going to do it myself because I know I can count on myself. I know I'm going to show up for me. So, yeah.
Always been there, been there. And here's again, I want to repeat the key to that. The key to that is we have probably tried in the past to lean on people, like just exactly what you just said. We have probably in the past tried to get help, even maybe from our parents, from our friends, maybe from obviously like, you know, the opposite sex if we're in a romantic relationship. But we have not been able to choose the right people to let into, to trust and to let in that space. I always call it like there's a space in my heart, you know, where I only like I'm really, really careful about who I let in there. And the other thing that's important to realize about dating is that it's not if you're seeing toxic patterns, if you're seeing unhealthy patterns, patterns is something that happens three or more times in your dating life. It's not actually you and your highest self that is out there dating. It is just the part of you that is begging to be healed. That's the part of you that has been choosing the wrong person. So in order to correct that, we have to heal at the root cause. And so that part doesn't lead your dating life anymore. And you actually lead with your authenticity, who you are, with your intuition, with your discernment. And it's such a beautiful process. I do this with my clients. It's such a coming home process inside of ourselves when we actually start to listen and not gaslight ourselves inside to what is true for us and being able to speak that and stand behind it.
That's very powerful. I'm literally just sitting here like, wow. Like,
Thank
I don't know who
you.
else needed to hear these messages,
I
but I did right now.
got you, girl. I got God brought me here, so I'm here.
So, and you may have already answered this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. If there was one thing you wanted people to take away from this conversation or from the work that you do about dating and love and all of that, it might be hard to answer just one thing. But if you had to kind of, something that you wanted them to take away from this, what would it be?
Yeah, I could sum it up pretty quickly. It is a lot that we already discussed, but let's, you know, I want to give people hope. You know, I want to give people women hope. Remember that there is a better way. You don't know that way, and likely it's not a way that you can do on your own anymore. So I want to say that there is a better way. Secondly, is your patterns aren't you. Again, your patterns are not you. There are parts of you that have become to like come to identify with those patterns, which we're talking about, like your stigmas, your limiting beliefs. Your patterns aren't you. They are just a part of you that are begging to be healed, begging. That's why we are attracting the same type of emotionally unavailable men again and again and again. These are all opportunities for healing. Number three, it's not about what you do in your dating life. Like you can do the profile, you know, like I used to have the dating app profile and I had my friends all sit down and like do a little audit, you know, like make sure my pictures are good and does this sound okay? The truth is that it's not anything about what you do about that. It's about who you choose. Who do you choose to let, like to let yourself expend energy, time, money, whatever it is. And this, again, this is like a life theme, probably, right? And so it's not about what you do, it's about who you choose. So instead of your wounded parts running your dating life, heal at the root cause so you can run your dating life from your highest self, from your most aligned self, from your most connected inside of yourself self, so that this is wild when this happens with women in my programs. So that instead of taking 3 months to figure out if this man is for you or not, it takes 3 weeks. It takes 1 week because you're so in tuned within yourself, your discernment, and your intuition that it's not this crazy process that dating sucks. It's changing your experience with dating inside yourself so that you can find that dream partner.
I really do love that, because sometimes some of us feel like I don't like to use the word wasted, but that's the word I'm going to use, is like wasted 6 months, 9 months, a year, however long, on somebody only to realize that like they weren't the person. And then you're back at square one again, when wouldn't it be nice if we could all figure that out a whole lot sooner, instead of, investing time and energy and everything in the wrong person.
Yeah. And wouldn't it be nice to trust yourself so you don't stay longer than you should have?
Yes.
That is absolutely. Like, I just got the chills, and that is so true, because it was true for me, and I know it was true probably for you and everyone that was listening. So it's learning how to trust yourself. And this is a process, y'all. I want to say, like, you're listening to this conversation, whoever's listening, for like 20 minutes, and that is not going to change anything. It may add some highlights and some like ahas and all that stuff. But in order to change this, it takes time. It takes consistency. It takes showing up for yourself, and it takes effort, just like any other skill that we have learned in our lives, like dribbling a basketball or whatever. It takes time. So, I just want to say that, because there's not one of the things that I dislike most about podcasts is podcasts will not heal you.
Right.
You have to, like, we have to step into healing containers in order to heal so we can get what we want.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. So I like to ask my guests if they have, I'm really big on inspirational quotes and messages. Do you have a favorite one that resonates with you that you might like to share with the listeners?
The one that always comes to me was like way back in the day, from Indigo Girls. It's like, you have to laugh at yourself or you cry your eyes out if you didn't. Like, that's, I don't know, for some reason that always comes to me when,
when I'm asked about
inspirational quotes.
No, you know what? I think that's perfect, because I laugh at myself all the time. Like, and I love the phrase that, like, if you're laughing first, nobody can laugh at you, because they're laughing with you. So I love that, because even though you might be doing it to prevent yourself from crying about whatever it is, like, I feel like laughing is powerful. Able to laugh at yourself, I think, is way more powerful than people sometimes realize, I think. I love that one. That was great. All right. So where can people find you? Social media, website, all that good stuff.
Yeah, totally. Thank you so much for this time, Jess. You're amazing.
Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. A few things. So as I mentioned earlier, there is a feminine dating archetype quiz that is, obviously, it's free. You can take the quiz. It takes 2 minutes to reveal your blocks to love and find your true love match. There's a whole bunch of tips in there, recommendations based on your archetype. You can find that at datingarchetype.com. And the second thing is I love to offer an invitation to you, Jess, or your community, for one of my programs, which is called Dating You. It's the School for Magnetic Relationships. It takes us through the process that we need to go through to really unlayer all of that stuff that's been keeping us stuck, that has been blocking us from our intuition, changing really the behaviors that we want to change in real life so that we can get what we want, which is, I always say, attract your dream partner without the drama. And I'd love to offer that to your community as just a complimentary gift. With the code Jess, they can get 2 months free of Dating You, and it's a $94 value, and you can cancel anytime. So I'd love to invite anyone that would like to join to that as well. And that's on my website, lilybuley.com/datingyou.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I know I for sure am going to take that quiz, because I'm very, very interested in it.
Yeah, let me know. Draw me a DM on Instagram.
Yes, I definitely will. Thank you so much for all of that. I hope that people take advantage of that, because I mean, that's a really awesome offer. And I think there's some people that it definitely would help.
Well, I
Myself
hope so.
included.
Yeah.
Like,
Come on in, girl.
not calling anybody out. Like, I'm including myself in that group of people right now. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. I'd love to have you.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for being here. Thank you for having this conversation, and thank you for that awesome offer for the
Yeah,
listeners.
my pleasure. Thank you so much, Jess.
Let's be honest. Dating can sometimes be exhausting, frustrating, and downright disappointing. After listening to this conversation with Lily, I hope you were able to take something away in order to look at dating a little differently. I'd like to thank Lily again for joining me today. All of her information, including the discount code, is linked in the show notes for today's episode. Thank you all for listening, and remember, be kind to yourselves, be kind to each other, and be unapologetically you.